Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rutger Bregman's Utopia for Realists, How We Can Build the Ideal World serves as a compelling manifesto for the current generation, advocating for radical yet practical reforms to pave the way towards a more equitable, prosperous, and sustainable world. Published against the backdrop of a global landscape marred by inequality, climate change, and political disillusionment, Bregman challenges the status quo and questions prevailing notions of economic and social viability. With a mix of historical context, empirical evidence, and persuasive rhetoric, this book not only critiques the inadequacies of our current systems, but also presents a vivid sketch of the utopian ideals that could reshape our societal structures. Through his bold ideas, Bregman not only stirs the imagination, but also ignites a spark for real-world action towards achieving these utopian dreams. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, universal basic income, one of the cornerstone proposals in Utopia for Realists, is the concept of universal basic income, UBI, a revolutionary idea that proposes providing all citizens with a regular, unconditional sum of money, devoid of any requirement to work. Bregman outlines both historical attempts and modern experiments with UBI, illustrating its potential to eradicate poverty, simplify welfare bureaucracies, and grant individuals the freedom to pursue education, start businesses, or engage in creative endeavors. He argues that UBI can create a more productive, creative, and equitable society by decoupling survival from employment. Bregman addresses common criticisms, such as potential disincentives to work, by presenting research that suggests such fears are unfounded. Moreover, UBI is posited as a means to navigate the challenges posed by automation and the diminishing need for labor, ensuring social stability and individual wellness in rapidly changing economies. Secondly, a 15-hour work week, Bregman revisits the historical prediction by economist John Maynard Keynes that technological advancements would lead to a 15-hour work week, allowing more time for leisure and family. Despite technological progress, the reduction in working hours has plateaued and, in some cases, reversed. Bregman attributes this to a cultural obsession with work for work's sake and the unequal distribution of labor and resources. By advocating for a drastic reduction in working hours, he presents a compelling case for a balanced life that prioritizes well-being, creativity, and sustainability over endless productivity and consumption. This reimagining of work encourages a shift towards employing technology to serve humanity's needs for rest, relationships, and personal development, rather than perpetuating a cycle of consumerism and environmental depletion. Thirdly, open borders. Another provocative idea Bregman explores is the concept of open borders, or at the very least, a significant liberalization of immigration policies. He presents a moral and economic argument for allowing people to move more freely across national borders. Bregman argues that such mobility could have tremendous benefits, including boosting global GDP, mitigating demographic imbalances, and alleviating labor shortages in aging economies. Moreover, he frames open borders as a tool for poverty reduction on a global scale, challenging the notion that immigration is inherently detrimental to the host country's economy. By examining evidence from various studies and historical instances of relatively open borders, Bregman challenges widespread fears and prejudices, suggesting that much of the resistance to immigration is based on misconceptions rather than facts. Fourthly, rethinking GDP and economic growth, Bregman criticizes the current overemphasis on GDP and economic growth as the primary indicators of a country's success. He points out the limitations of GDP as a measure, noting that it fails to account for environmental degradation, inequality, and well-being. Instead, he proposes alternative metrics that could more accurately reflect the health and happiness of societies, such as measures of social support, leisure time, and environmental sustainability. By redefining success, Bregman suggests that societies can shift their focus from mere economic expansion to the improvement of human well-being and the sustainable stewardship of planetary resources, paving the way for true progress. Lastly, education for realists. In discussing the transformative power of education, Bregman emphasizes the need for a radical overhaul of educational systems to better prepare individuals for the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. He advocates for curricula that fosters critical thinking, creativity, and adaptability, rather than rote memorization or specialization in narrow fields. Bregman also highlights the importance of lifelong learning, given the rapid pace of change in today's world. By making education more accessible and aligned with the development of a broad range of skills and values, societies can cultivate a citizenry that is capable of innovating and thriving in a landscape of constant upheaval and opportunity. In conclusion, Utopia for Realists is not just for dreamers, but for anyone looking for a solid, fact-based foundation to challenge the status quo and reimagine the possibilities of our collective future. It's particularly valuable for policymakers, social activists, economists, and educators seeking innovative solutions to deep-rooted societal issues. However, its accessible narrative and persuasive optimism make it a worthwhile read for a much broader audience, including skeptics of current economic and social paradigms. Rutger Bregman provides compelling evidence and historical examples to demonstrate how seemingly radical ideas can lead to practical and beneficial outcomes. By embracing the principles outlined in this book, readers are equipped with the knowledge and inspiration to advocate for meaningful change. In a world often bogged down by cynicism and inertia, Utopia for Realists offers a refreshing and energizing perspective on the potential for progress and the realization of ideals that can significantly enhance the quality of life for all. If you would like to support Rutger Bregman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.